Segment 4.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, I testify.
我今天想要跟大家分享神教我的功课。
Today, I'd like to share with you the lessons God taught me.
今天要跟大家讲的是第一课，要一个人要如何在神的面前得到他的喜悦。
The very first lesson God ever taught me was this lesson number one. What pleases God and what does not please God?
这个功课对我来讲，是因为可能是因为第一课的关系，我觉得非常的困难。
This lesson was very difficult for me to learn and it took a long time to learn.
那可能那时候也不晓得怎么调整，所以这个功课每次一想起来我就很感谢神。
Perhaps it was because it was my very first lesson from God, and that's why it was very difficult for me to adjust my, my ways of life in order to, really, submit to this lesson.
因为在学习的过程，我常常要放弃。
Because in learning this lesson, I have to learn to give up.
因为我常常觉得这个功课太难，我是学不会的。
And I often felt that this lesson is so difficult, it's really hard for me to give up.
但是也在这个很困难的学习当中，
And it was during this very difficult time of learning this lesson,
我感受到神的耐心跟他的慈爱。
I experienced the patience and compassion of God.
我感受到神就好像一个牧羊人。
I felt that Jesus was just like a shepherd.
虽然我常常学不会，但是他真的会放慢他的脚步。
And even though a lot of times I still haven't learned the lessons, but God would slow down his steps,
慢慢的等我
，and wait for me until I caught up.
最近当我回顾我所学习的这些功课的时候
，and recently when I reflected on all these lessons he has been teaching me these years.
我才发现这第一课还有一个很好的意义在后面。
I realized that this lesson number one has a very, good intent from God.
从95年开始，我一直想寻找一个要怎么样的人生在神的面前才有价值。
From the very first lesson, I kept learning from God how I can live a life so I can have a valuable life in front of God.
我一直都没有答案。
I couldn't find the answer to this question.
有时候我会以为说圣工作越多就是越有价值。
Sometimes I thought that a life that is very valuable in front of God's sight is someone who does a lot of holy work for him.
或者是聚会越多越有价值
or someone that attends a lot of services so that his life is valuable in front of God.
但是这几年来我已经很久没有在想这个问题了
But now it's been many years and I have not thought about this question for a long time.
因为每天都一直在专心学习不同的功课
Because every day I was concentrating on different lessons that God wanted to teach me.
但是最近我看到原来第一课的意思是说一个人如果可以得到神的喜悦，如果他的人生可以得到神的喜悦。
But now I look back at my lesson number one from God, and I realize that if a person could in fact learn to please God in his life,
他的人生就是有价值。
Then his life is full of value.
就是这么简单。
It is so simple.
原来这个答案就是在第一课里面。
And so his answer to my question was actually found in the very first lesson he taught me.
最近又看到另外一点。
And recently, I also discovered something else.
一个人如果不能得到神的喜悦，
If a person cannot please God with his life,
他就没有办法来到神的面前。
This person can never come into the presence of God.
所以原来这就是为什么这是排在第一课。
And that is why this is the very first lesson fundamentally that has to be learned first.
一个人要得到神的喜悦。
For a person to gain the pleasure of God.
第一件事情。
The very first thing.
就是要调整你脑的里面的所有的想法。
Is to adjust all the way of thinking within your mind.
我以前从来不知道人的想法在神的面前是这么重要。
In the past, I never knew that the way a person thinks is so important in front of God.
因为我们每一个人，每一天你头脑有各种不同的想法。
Because every day, our brains are filled with so many thoughts.
我从来没有想过说这些想法呢是要训练的。
I never thought that these thoughts would have to come under discipline.
也从来不知道说当你的头脑的想法没有训练的时候呢神是很不喜悦的。
And I never knew that when you don't harness these thoughts under the training of God, then God is very displeased.
我后来慢慢的读圣经我才发现说其实圣经很多地方神跟人的关系就是神都是针对你头脑的东西来回答你的。
And so later on in the Bible, I learned that God actually responds to us directly based on what we think in our mind.
And 他这个方式是非常的 consistent. 从旧约，如果你从查考旧约到新约，神跟人的沟通一直是这样子的。
And if you look from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, the way that God communicates with people is consistent.
如果你看旧约以赛亚书、以西结书
If you look at the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah and the book of Ezekiel,
你甚至会看到有些时候神会针对一个人的想法非常的愤怒。
God would actually be very angry with the thoughts of one's heart.
举例说，譬如说，神会对埃及王说，这个尼罗河是我创造的。这个埃及王可能是把这个想法想在他的头脑里面。
And so, for example, there was a pharaoh that thought this Nile River was created by him.
可能他觉得没有人知道这个想法。
And maybe this pharaoh did not realize that he had this way of thinking in his heart.
但是神立刻看到他的骄傲。
But when God saw his thoughts and his arrogance,
如果你仔细看圣经，很多想法其实都没有说出来的。
God didn't like it. And so from many things, stories in the Bible, you can tell that God does not like certain attitudes or thoughts that we have in our heart.
但是在神面前，这个是非常重要的。
Yet, these are the most crucial things that we need to discipline in front of God.
在训练你想法的第一步
And so in training our thoughts, the very first step,
就是要 remove, 把你的 negative, 不好的想法拿出来。
The very first step is to delete all the negative thoughts from your mind.
我刚开始搞不清楚什么是不好的想法。
At first, I didn't understand what are the negative thoughts.
因为我们人都是每天对不同的人跟不同事件都会有一些反应。
Because we will have our own opinions about different individuals or different matters.
后来我发现，原来就说，当你对这些反应的你的想法，如果是一个judgmental 是一个论断的想法，神很不喜悦。
And one of these things that we may do often is a judgmental attitude or thoughts toward people or things.
或者是很生气、很 angry、很不满的想法。
And sometimes it could be angry or complaints, that sort of thoughts and attitudes toward others.
那刚开始的时候我如果知道那个想法不好，我就不要这样子想。
And so in the beginning, I learned that if it was not a thought that pleases God, I have to remove that thought.
那有时候有些想法我搞不大清楚。
But some of the thoughts I couldn't discern.
我就可以感觉到一个东西是我以前从来没有感觉到的。
So I started to sense something I never sensed in my past.
就是神的不喜悦。
And that is the displeasure of God.
当我感觉到神的不喜悦的时候，我就会很害怕。
And once I could sense that God was displeased, I was very frightened.
然后我就会一直思想说，为什么我这个想法他不喜悦呢？
And then I would often reflect, well, why is it that God didn't like this thought that I had?
然后我就慢慢的会了解，哦，慢慢的会看到为什么。
And then I would slowly realize the whys.
那因为我们每一天就是这样子，所以我可以感觉到每次一个不好的想法进来。
And so many times we will be like this. So whenever a negative thought comes into my heart,
我没有做调整
and if I don't change it,
我就可以感到圣灵轻轻的提醒我
then I'll feel that the gentle reminder from the Holy Spirit.
就好像是一个牧羊人，当他在带小羊，看到小羊有一点点歪，走出去的时候
just as a shepherd will guard his sheep.If the sheep is going a little bit stray,
他会轻轻地拿他的杖来拍拍，轻轻地拍一下。
He would use the staff to tap the little sheep.
那那只羊就会立刻发现说，哦，这个想法不大对了。
And so the sheep will realize that the way that they're going is not the correct way.
然后呢，我又经历到有些想法我知道是不对。
And so I also experienced that some of the thoughts I clearly knew were not things God wanted me to think.
但是拿不出来。
But I was unable to remove those thoughts.
我不晓得要怎么样才可以拿出来。
How can I remove such thoughts?
每天跪下来祷告。
And so every day I knelt down to pray.
不出来就是不出来。
It wouldn't come out, no matter what I tried.
因为我一辈子就是这么负面的看这些东西。
Because all my life I've always thought of these things so negatively.
就是没有办法改变。
And I couldn't change.
在那个时候我终于学习到
And at that time, I learned this.
人是没有能力当自己的主人的
That a person cannot be the lord of himself.
因为你连自己的想法都没有办法控制我一直在这之前我一直以为说我可以控制我的想法
Because a person cannot even master the control of his thought.
在这之前我一直以为说这个想法是从我出来的我当然是可以控制我自己的想法。
In the past, I always thought, well, this thought came from my own mind, so of course I can control this thought.
我从来不知道原来当一个不负面的想法进来的时候要拿出来真的是不容易。
But then later on, I realized how difficult it is to remove such negative thoughts that God is not pleased with.
要很多神的怜悯。
It requires a lot of mercy from God.
有时候甚至为了拿出那个想法会变成一个属灵的征战。
And sometimes it is indeed a spiritual battle to just remove this thought from the heart.
第二，当那些想法慢慢的消失以后，我发现一个很奇妙的现象。
And number two,Once I discovered that I was cleaning up all these negative thoughts, I found something else.
头有点变空空的。
Seemed that my mind became blank.
因为这些也不能想，那个也不能想。但过了一年以后，还是两年，有点空空的。一年以后。
Even after a year, I felt like I had nothing in my mind. My mind was empty.
第二步。
And so the second step.
当你把负面的想法拿出来的时候，你要有一个正面的想法，要 replace 它 with 一个好的想法。
Once you remove the negative thoughts, you need to now replace them with the positive thoughts that is in accordance to God's will.
刚开始我也不知道什么是一个好的想法。
And so, I didn't know what are the positive thoughts that we're supposed to have.
所以我想就是一直念圣经，把你的头都充满神的话，一定没有错。
And so I decided that I just have to fill it with the words of God.
真的，第一次体验到神的话语真的很有力量。
And then that's when I felt that the word of God is indeed so powerful.
因为当你头变空空的时候呢，神就会给你一句很好的想法来代替。那个负面的想法
Because once your mind has been emptied, then God will give you a very precious thought to fill your head.
那我开始慢慢 感觉到说那个好的想法就好像是一个光。
And then I could sense that this positive or thought that is in accordance with God's will is just like a glorious light.
所以后来有一天我读到以弗所书四章，就是在讲神 the children of light, 就是光的儿女的时候。
And so later on when I was reading Ephesians chapter 4, it talks about children of the light.
我终于了解一个人为什么要怎么样才可以变成 children of the light.
Then I realized how a person can become a children of the light.
你的头就是要充满有光的想法。
That your mind has to be filled with the glorious thoughts of God.
刚开始我分不大清楚负面跟有光的想法。
At first, I couldn't discern the difference between negative thoughts and positive thoughts.
因为有些想法是在灰色地带。
Because some thoughts are actually in a gray area.
但是每一次圣灵都会教我一个方式，我后来都用那个 principle, 我觉得很好用。
And then the Holy Spirit taught me a principle which I use since then to guide my thoughts.
他就会跟我讲说，你看看这想法有没有光。
So the Holy Spirit taught me to question, do you think this thought has light in it?
有很多想法它不黑，它不是黑，可是它没有光。
There's a lot of thoughts that is not dark, yet it does not have light.
没有光的就不好。
If it doesn't have the light of God, then it is not good.
那我就知道了，有些虽然不是很不好的想法，也不是很黑暗的想法，可是它没有光，这个就不好。
And so I learned that whatever thoughts that lack the glory of God, even though it may not be dark, it is something that I need to rid of.
第三步。
And then the third step.
就说当你的负面的想法一直减少。
When you start to empty your mind of all the negative thoughts,
你正面的想法一直增加
，and your positive thoughts start to fill in within you.
还要再增加一个项目
，then you also need to fill your head with something else.
一个感谢的想法
，it is a head that is full of thankfulness.
那这你不要小看这个感谢，这个感谢的想法很难。
Don't belittle this type of positive or thankful, grateful thought in your heart.
我记得在学习这个功课的时候
I remember when I was learning this lesson.
神给我一个小小的考试
God gave me a little quiz.
有一天那个星期刚好我们家在做那个 remodel.
That week, there was a remodeling in my house.
事实上那整年都一直在 remodel 了。
Actually, that whole year we were remodeling our house.
但是那个星期是那个 remodel 的尾声。
But that week was the final steps of that remodeling.
那个 flooring 也铺进去了。
After the flooring went in,
墙都漆好了。
The paint went in for the walls.
然后我们装进去所有的 kitchen 的 appliances.
Then we install all the kitchen appliances.
那天晚上工作到很晚，装了洗碗机。
And that night we installed the dishwasher.
那我就把它打开来试那个机器。
Then I opened the dishwasher to test it.
然后我就去睡觉，因为已经很晚了。
Then I went to sleep because it was so late.
第二天是安息日，礼拜六。
And the next day was the Sabbath day.
当我早上起来的时候，一走进去那个 dining room.
And then the next day when I walked into the dining room.
我踩到一个水，大概有差不多三寸那么深。
I stepped on what I 3 inch of water.
然后我听到一个好像瀑布流水的声音。
Then I heard what seemed like a fountain of water.
在那个 dining room 的 ceiling 的正中间，水管裂掉，可能是那个 dishwasher 的水压太强。
Actually, we found that the pipe burst. So in right in the middle of the dining room, water was spouting out like a fountain.Perhaps the pressure from the dishwasher was too great.
所以从 dining room 的天花板的正中间，那个水就像一个瀑布这样 流下来。
And so in the middle of the dining room, it seemed like a waterfall was cascading down.
流了一个晚上。
And it had been flowing for the whole entire night.
那一天我记得是 Irvine 教会的 Hosanna.
And I remember that day was the Hosanna at Irvine Church.
我已经约好一个朋友晚上要去，我要载他去。
And I already invited a friend to go with me to the Hosanna.
第一个想法进到我的头是。
And so the first thought that came into my heart was this.
我以为做圣工神都会带领跟祝福。
I thought that every time we do the holy work of God, God will guide and God will bless.
怎么会是这样子？
How could this be?
我们这今年来这么辛苦的工作，很多东西都坏掉，重新再做。
This whole year, I've been laboring to remodel this home, and there are so many things we had to replace.
我坐在那里非常沮丧。
I was so sad sitting there.
但是那时候刚好神在训练我感恩的想法。
But God was actually teaching me the heart of thankfulness.
所以我立刻就觉得，诶，不对，现在要赶快把那个负面的想法推出去，要换一个感恩的想法进来。
Then I immediately thought I must push out these thoughts of complaints from my mind.
我坐在那里想了很久，想不出一个感恩的想法。
As I was sitting there, it was very hard for me to think one single thought of praise.
在那里一直祷告，就站在水里面一直祷告。
And so I stood in that water and I kept praying.
就在那时候第一个感恩进来了。
Then the first thought of thanksgiving came into my mind.
我记得我们在换 floor 的时候，我一直坚持要换木头地板。
I remember that when we were changing the floors, I kept insisting to have wood floors.
但是我先生说不行，一定要砖的。
I remember that my husband said, no, it has to be tile.
那后来我就让步，就说好了，砖的也 OK.
And then later on, I relented and I said, okay, fine, we can go with tile.
所以第一个感恩是还好没有换木头地板。
And so my first thanksgiving was, thank God we didn't use wood floor, we used tile.
不然整个客厅跟 dining room 就全部要再重换了。
Otherwise, then we would have to replace all the flooring for the living room and the dining room.
第二个感恩的想法又进来了。
And then the second thought of thanksgiving came in.
还好我妈妈没有住在我们家。
Thank God, my mom didn't live in our home.
我妈妈可能会昏倒。
Otherwise, my mom might faint.
所以，然后再来就不同的感恩就源源不断，一直涌进我的头脑。
And then very quickly, many thoughts of thanksgiving came into my mind, and I couldn't even stop its flow.
非常感谢神。
I was full of gratefulness and thankfulness.
自从那个考试以后
，Ever since this test,
就学会了感恩。
I learned to be grateful.
那在调整头脑完的时候，同时还有一个第一课还包括了要学习神怎么看人的生命。
In learning how to adjust one's thoughts, I also had to learn about how to understand God's perspectives from how He looks at the light of each Bible character.
刚开始的时候是旧约圣经。一个一个人物学习。
In the beginning, it was studying each biblical character from the beginning of Genesis.
为什么这个人的人生得不到神的喜悦？
In the Old Testament, why did this Bible character not receive the pleasure of God?
为什么这个人可以得到神的喜悦？
How come this person was able to please God?
一个一个看，一个一个学。
I went through each Bible character one at a time.
我就发现很多时候圣经有时候可能没有记载得很清楚他心里的想法，可是神是看每一个人的内心。
And even though the Bible may not record very clearly what that person was thinking in his mind, but God knows what they were thinking.
因为当我在看这些人物的时候，我大部分都是把我的焦点，我的 focus 看他做的事情。
Because when I was reading these Bible characters, my focus and attention was just on the deeds that they performed.
但是我后来才发现，其实神都是在看一个人追求他的心。
But when I looked at God, when I looked at it from the perspective of God, God was looking at this person's heart of pursuing after him.
学习完这一课以后呢，好几年以后
And learning this lesson number one many years later,
当我学习到 level two, 神怎么看我周围人的人生的时候
When I, in level number two of this lesson number one, I learned that when I began to look at the people around me,
那个是一个非常难的功课
And that is a, indeed a very difficult lesson.
因为圣经的人物都过去了、
Because now I no longer have the biblical characters in front of me.
但是我周围身旁的每一个人是真实的。
But the real life people around me are real.
当我看到周围每一个人的生命的时候
When I start to look at how each person was living their life around me,
这个是很难很难学习的。
This was indeed a hard lesson for me.
因为我们跟这些人都有很多感情。
All these people, we have a lot of affection for.
当我们看到我们周围的人得不到神的喜悦的时候
But when we experience that these people are not pleasing God with their lives,
我们是很伤，我是很伤心。
I felt indeed very sorrowful.
当我看到周围的人得不到神神的接受的时候
When I saw that the people around me did not receive the acceptance of God,
我不知道怎么帮助他
I didn't know how to help this person.
甚至有时候我会看到周围的人当不但神不喜悦，神很愤怒的时候
And sometimes when I could see that not only did God was displeased with a person, but also God was very angry with a person,
我非常的害怕
I felt extremely afraid.
但是因为神那时候还没有教我怎么弄，怎么帮助他们，所以我不晓得怎么讲。
But because at that time God hadn't taught me yet how to help these people, so I didn't know what to do.
所以学着一直看，可是不晓得怎么帮他们。
So at this level of learning, I could tell how these people were being looked at from God's perspective, but I didn't know what to do.
但是在同时也看到神的怜悯跟耐心
Even though I could see God's anger and rejection, but at the same time, I could see God's love and patience.
因为这些人都还活着
Because these people are still alive today.
因为他们还活着，这就是神给他们的机会
And so that meant that God still gave them opportunity to change.
这几年来我看到这个功课，学习到这个功课后来的outcome 会变成是怎么样
And so after learning lesson number one, I realized the outcome of learning this lesson was
因为很多时候我都搞不清楚正面负面的想法
In the past, I couldn't discern what was the positive thoughts or the negative thoughts
所以真的就好像诗篇说的 你会昼夜思想神的话
It would be just like Psalms. You have to meditate on God's word.
因为你觉得说这实在太奇妙了。
Day and night, because you will feel that it is really so wonderful.
那因为只是想，刚开始因为头脑空空，只是想说把神的话语充满在里面。
It seems so mysterious. So in the beginning, all I thought was, I just fill my mind with the word of God.
但是没有想到后来读圣经的时候变成是跟神交通的时间
But it became later on that when I'm reading the Bible, it became a time to communicate with God.
每次读圣经的时候，就是神跟我讲话的时候。
Because every time I was reading the Bible, it became such a great joy to me.
当我了解一个东西的时候，我非常非常的快乐。
When I could understand one point that I was reading, I became truly joyful.
为什么会那么快乐?
Why was I so overjoyed?
因为我看到一个很美的东西。
Because I see a beautiful thing.
那当你每次学到不同很美的东西，我就慢慢会认识到神。
And because every time I could see the beauty of God in these verses, I learned about the beauty of God, and so it made me very joyful.
后来我就了解 从旧约到新约，神常常会说，在新约里面，神会说我认识你或我不认识你。
I also noticed one thing in the Bible was that God would often say, I know you or I do not know you.
在旧约的时候，你看神常常会说，我做这些事情就是要让百姓认识我，知道我是他们的神。
And we often see, especially in the Old Testament, that God would say, I do these things so the people would know about me.
所以这个 know 就是说在英文是同一个字，那中文有时候翻成是认识，在旧约的时候是翻成知道。
So knowing in English, sometimes it means understanding.
那有时候是认识。
And sometimes it also means being familiar with God and understanding God.
但是是同样一个字
But it is the same word for English, which is to know God.
所以在约翰福音说认识神就是永生
And so in John chapter 7, it says to know God is to have eternal life.
我终于了解了
And so I finally understood.
这个认识神好重要
To really know God is so extremely important.
一个人我们常常以为我们追求永生是好像在开 lottery.
Sometimes we might think that if we are seeking eternal life, it's like participating in a lottery.
Salvation 好像是一个 lottery.
It's like salvation is a lottery.
就是说你死了以后你才会知道你有没有得到。
You won't know whether or not you're saved until the day you die.
其实不是这样子的。
Actually, it's not like this.
当你还活着的时候
While you're still alive now.
当你还在这个世界上的时候
While you're still in this world.
你若认识神，你就是认识神。
If you come to know God, then you really know God.
当你离开这个世界的时候
，and once you leave this world,
你就会进入到他的国度。
You will go into His kingdom.
因为你认识他，他也认识你。
Because you know Him and He knows you.
可是如果你在世界上的时候就不认识他
，but if in this world you do not know God,
很难想象当你离开世界的那天
，it would be a very terrible thing when you are about to leave the world.
他会认识你
Because at that point, God would not know you either.
这个是一个神教我一个很美好的功课
And so this is a very wonderful lesson that God taught me.
我希望大家都有一个机会
And I hope everyone will have this chance
来认识神
to come to know God.
第一件事情
The first thing,
你一定要调整你头脑里面所有的想法。
You must adjust all the thoughts in your mind.
你一定要照神的话去调整你的头脑。
You must do it in accordance with God's will in adjusting your mind.
调整的时候很困难。
When you're adjusting your thoughts, I know it's going to be very hard.
但是不要灰心。
But don't be...discouraged.
因为你只要有一个愿意被调整的心
Because as long as you have a heart that's willing to be adjusted by God,
神一定会帮助你
God will surely change you.
第二件事
So the second thing is,
你一定要了解神怎么看人的生命
We have to understand how God's perspective in viewing the lives of people.
因为神看的人的生命跟人非常的不一样。
Because the way God views people is very different from the way that we humans view people.
愿一切荣耀归于神。
May all glory be unto God.
Amen.
Amen.